When the evacuation order went into effect Tuesday, this unidentified Bridge Hollow resident refused to budge. According to Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds, officials have seen a number of residents who, for whatever reason, wanted to stay in their home.
You know, if they're adults, we haven't forced them to leave. If they want to stay up here and risk their lives, then that's their prerogative. Children, however, I made the determination early on that we were going to have children. You know, it was going to be compulsory for them to evacuate. But, you know, there have been a number of folks that have decided not to evacuate, and so be it.
He says it's something he personally doesn't understand.
I can't imagine why you would recklessly endanger yourself like that. Well, I mean, yesterday I was right near the fire line, and at one point there was a wall 60 feet high of flames, and the heat coming off that thing was just absolutely immense. I don't know why anyone would want to stay.
Those who refuse to leave are told to stay put and not come out of the house, and their driveways are marked to alert fire officials that someone is in the house.
We go to the door. We confirm that they have no children there, and if they want to stay, that's their prerogative. We tell them that it's extremely dangerous and that they will probably die. There's a very good chance that that could happen. And then we mark the house appropriately with a can of spray paint.
Edmund says he's not happy that valuable resources have to be spent to deal with those having second thoughts about not evacuating.
It's a real pain. I will tell you this. We're having to divert resources to go get this guy that we just shouldn't be diverting right now. We're in the process of doing everything that we can to combat this fire and maintain perimeter and everything else. So it's kind of a real pain for us to divert resources to go get this guy who should have evacuated before.
Edmund says that sheriff deputies went up to get this man and escort him down, but they didn't know why he was ready to evacuate. The power in the area has been turned off, so as a result, there's no water since the electric pumps don't work. This man was told that he's not going back home until the evacuation is lifted. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.